Hey guys, welcome to our new episode 3. Today we're going to be talking about the 2000s games pretty much, and we're going to be covering some pretty big ones. We're almost going to be rolling around with speed sound. Should probably save that for SA too. But anyway, starting off with the big zinger, we have Sonic Adventure, a very classic, and Sonic's is pretty much his first real 3D game. I don't get when people say Sonic had like a rough transition to 3D, because Sonic Adventure is great. Like, seriously, it's one of the best games. It introduces us to Chaos, which I think is super cool. I think Chaos is awesome, to be honest. And we get some pretty classical places like Station Square. Of course, you got a little Station Square. We also have Windy Valley, Sky Chase, Lost World, kind of. Yeah, and we have Speed Highway, which kind of like Bingo Highway, Sand Hill, of course. But, it's a great game, to be honest. It just introduced so much. We have, of course... I think Sonic looks really cool. I also like how Chaos has different like forms. We have Chaos Zero, Chaos Two, Chaos Four, Chaos Six, Perfect Chaos, who looks awesome by the way. Although idiotically, after he uses the Chaos Emeralds, bad energy to transform into Perfect Chaos, he's like, I don't need these anymore. Which if he was held on to them, Sonic would not defeat them. That's why sometimes these Sonic batteries are just so dumb. We also get to see Chows. Of course, we all know the Chows. We also get to see E-102 Gamma. And, of course, Decal. It's a really good game. We have Sonic's classic adventure pose. I like it because we got my boy Knuckles in it, and he's got a pretty decent part. The only part I don't like is that I like it when Knuckles teams up with, like, Sonic and Tails. I don't like when he goes on his own adventure for something like the Master Emerald. I don't like that. So I'm a little disappointed in the Sonic Adventure series where he's just always off, like, finding the Master Emerald shards. I don't like that. I like when he teams up with Sonic and they all fight someone, you know? I like it like that. Next we're gonna go Sonic Shuffle, first made in 2000. It's pretty decent. It's pretty much a version of Mario Party in Sonic, kind of. We get to see it. It has some very big similarities to Mario Party, but hey, Sonic's got a lot of similarities to a lot of games, so I'm not surprised. But we have some force jewels, and they can be won from in-game victories or bought at a jewel shop tile or received from Dr. Eggman, of course. I mean, I think it's kind of cool that Sonic tried to match Mario Party, but like, to be honest, whenever I say Sonic Shuffle, I feel like I'm gambling. I don't know why I feel like I'm gambling, but, just like that Luigi gambling thing in Super Mario Bros. For DS. But, it's pretty cool. It had some decent graphics, but it just wasn't one of the biggest ones where you can be like, sweet, sweet? I mean, it's got. Next, we have another big zinger, and those money just started rolling around to the speed of sound in Sega with Sonic Adventure 2 / Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. You get it. But this, I'm going to have to say without a doubt, is one of the best Sonic games out there. Like, it's hard to get better than this. This is Sonic Adventure 2, baby. The thing that I feel sad for Sonic Adventure, though, is that, like, Sonic Adventure was so popular. And then after Sonic Adventure 2 came out, Sonic Adventure just kind of got left in the dust. Like, even if you search up something about Sonic Adventure, I guarantee you it's going to say something about Sonic Adventure 2. Unlike if you search Sonic Adventure 2, it's not going to say anything about Sonic Adventure. So I feel kind of sad. But we have some really class... We, of course, we're introduced to Shadow. We all love Shadow, deep down. I mean, I like him, but Knuckles is better. He is. But we're introduced to some really classical stages. Like, we have City Escape. Never forget City Escape. Rolling around at the speed of sound. Of course, of course. We have one of... It's actually very popular and classic, even though many people don't think so. Pumpkin Hill. You gotta love Pumpkin Hill. It, like, my boy Knuckles. It's like, so detailed, too. I can kind of tell why it was supposed to be classic, I guess. It's a great courses. We also have Chows again, of course. Now we have the Angel Chow, the Chow, and like the Dark Chow. I like how we have the hero story and the dark story, so that basically we get to play Sonic or Shadow. We also have, well, Team Sonic or Team Shadow, you get it. We also have Radical Highway. You can't forget Radical Highway, of course. It's great. I think it's also cool how they made, if you get all 180 emblems and all A ranks, you can play Green Hill, which I think is a cool detail. We all gotta love that final scene where Shadow and Sonic go super. We all gotta love it. And even though some people are like, it's like Sonic, like, or like it's the best. To be honest, I like Sonic Unleashed better. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's hard to get better than this. We have some new enemies. It's also cool because we have like special shoes, and they tell you what to do like this. You can like upgrade your character kind of, and it's cool. We have the pretty much just the classic Sonic items, I guess. And yeah, we all like that. Kind of go classic. We also see Artificial Chaos here, which is literally water animated by a mechanical head. I think Artificial Chaos actually looks kind of cool, to be honest. But I also like the Blue Eagle. They introduced a lot. So, we also have, for both stories, we have some battles. We have Tails vs. Eggman, round 1, round 2, and Sonic vs. Shadow, round 1, round 2, and then Knuckles vs. Rouge. And, we also, for new faces, we have Shadow the Hedgehog, of course. Rouge the Bat, who is Shadow the Hedgehog's friend. Then we have Professor Gerald Robotnik and Maria Robotnik. Of course, we all know about that. This is the first time we see Gun, and this is also the first time we see Tails in his Cyclone, which I like Tails in the Cyclone. His Cyclone is awesome, to be honest. But moving on, next we have Sonic Advance. So Sonic Advance is it's kind of a classical 2D game. Well, it had the graphics of a 2002 game, and yet it still kind of had that 2D of a original Sonic game, I guess, okay, I can say. I like it. It's kind of a call to the past, and yet still the future. It's definitely cool, to be honest. We, of course, have... Neo Green Hill Zone, And of course we have Angel Island Zone. You gotta like Angel Island Zone because it's where my boy Knuckles is. And that's also where we see Mecha Knuckles, who I hate Mecha Knuckles. Like, dude, just like he says in the post-credit scene of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, dude, I'm sorry, I'm flattered by the cosplay, but you can't mess, but you got a few details wrong. You can't mess with perfection. And yeah, it's also kind of sad, because, like, after Mecha Knuckles, like, gets hit and his disguise is blown, I think it's just kind of sad that he doesn't even try and hide it. He's like, yeah, you caught me. I mean, I know it makes him more powerful, but I thought he was supposed to be good at disguising if he tries to dress up as one of the most goated character in Sonic. So, yeah, Moving on, we have Sonic Advance 2, of course. So this kind of focuses more on speed, and it's better, I should say, but it definitely shows a lot of differences to Sonic Advance 2, since it only came out 1 year later. This also did first, a show, Cream and Cheese, and of course Cream's mother, which, I mean, yeah, they're pretty cool. I like it. It's pretty good. We have Leaf Forest Zone as our first stage. Ice Paradise, that's, I don't know if I'd say classic, but it's, yeah. But, and I really like how we get to see Super Sonic, and I also like how, like, the way we see Super Sonic is, like, awesome. Like, awesome. It's awesome. Because, I mean, you know Super Sonic. Super Sonic is the best. I actually like Super Sonic more than Knuckles. Super Sonic's just goated. He's just goated. And, so the final stage is Super Sonic chases down Dr. Eggman's mecha throughout space. And then you have to fight Eggman, defeat him once for all. Blah, 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 blah. Classical. We, of course, talked about new faces, Cream the Rabbit and Cheese. We see some new enemies in here. And now we're getting classical, baby. Sonic Heroes. Probably, I like this game a lot, to be honest. I don't know anyone who doesn't. To be honest, it's an awesome game. But yeah, I like it. I think it's cool how there's, like, different stories for each. Like, we have Team Sonic, Team Rose, Team Dark, and Team Chaotix. I think it's kind of cool how, like, usually Team Dark, Team Sonic, and Team Rose have very similar, main goals. But I think it's kind of cool how if you want to change things up, you can go to the Chaotix, and it's more about collecting stuff or finishing without being detected. I think that's kind of cool. That gives you a little variety if you want a little variety. I think that's pretty cool. I think it's kind of cool how we got to see, I think it's kind of cool how they decided to make Dr. Eggman not Dr. Eggman, and he turns out to be, well, basically Neo Metal Sonic. Neo Metal Sonic is pretty cool. This is the first time where we see the Chaotix Detective Agency is like full thing. We get to see their characters that they are, because like Charmy turned from teenager to kid, basically. And we also, of course, get to see Omega, who, while Rouge is trying to steal treasure, comes across Shadow in a pod, and then Omega is activated. They all team up, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, then we get to see Omega. I like Omega. He's pretty cool. I like how he's like, must destroy Eggman. I like that. Because it makes him a very helpful ally, I say. Oops. of course, we have Seaside Hill. Very, very fun, of course. Casino Park, Bingo Highway, Rail Canyon. Bullet Station. Bullet Station is awesome, awesome music. Gotta tell ya. I think this game is really good for its time. It has great cutscenes, great animation, great battling. It, for its time, it was definitely ahead. This is what I'm talking about when I say Sonic always had the higher in like graphics and all that stuff. It's also where we see the classical Rail Canyon, which, of course, is brought back in Shadow Generations. We'll chat about that maybe next episode, I don't know. And yeah, it's also fun to do the special stages. Of course, we get those 3D-ish special stages. And yeah, it's a very fun game. I think it's kind of cool how we get to be Super Sonic as we fight Metal Overlord. And I think it's kind of cool how everyone gets to help fight against Metal Madness. And then Team Sonic goes up, beats Metal Overlord, but the end of him. Nextly, we have Sonic Battle. I feel like it's kind of Sonic's response to Super Smash Bros., to be honest. Although it was never that popular. Although it is kind of a cool game for its time. Like, remember, this is 2004 here, and it's very, very good. It's kind of cool how you get to see the battle and everything, and yeah, it's pretty cool to see this. I think it's cool to battle, but I just feel like they're trying too hard with it, to be honest. It's just never, yeah, although it has a pretty good story. We have the villain, Jamurl, and we also see Chaos Gamma, which is pretty cool. Very similar to Gamma, but of course, yes. We get to see some cool battles. That's all I gotta say. Nextly, we have 2004 still, Sonic Advance 3, of course. So it's decent. It's the final entry in the Sonic Advance trilogy, and it goes out with a bang. And yeah, it's pretty cool. This is where we get to see Jamurl, and then that's when he becomes Cream's friend. But before that, he's villain, of course. And I think it's also cool how we once again see Super Sonic being the one to fight the final boss, which I you just gotta love it. We got Knuckles, my boy, in there. It's a pretty good bang that it goes out with, I think. It's definitely a good way to end the series. We also have teams, so we can put together a team and they have special abilities, basically. Nextly, we have 2005's Shadow the Hedgehog. Now, this is a very good game. It doesn't match the amount of goodness from, like, Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, but it's still a very good game. So the story, basically, is Shadow meets, Black Comet returns and brings alien Vaders. And then Shadow's confronted by Black Doom, we all know him. And he's told to join the invasion, and Shadow doesn't know what's going on. And then you get to see, and then whichever route you take basically decides the story. So, if you take the hero route, then you've teamed up with pretty much everybody and Gunn. Although, which I wouldn't mention, if I was Shadow and if I had to team up with Gunn, I would not be happy about that team up. And then you fight the Black Arms. Neutral, you kind of basically collect Chaos Emeralds, I guess. And Dark is where you join Black Doom and basically, well, the most classic battle is kill basically Sonic, which sadness, I guess. But yeah, it's a pretty good game. I like how we get to see Super Shadow again, destroy Neo Devil Doom. It's cool how we get to see, like, all the friends, basically. And, like, Shadow can either help them out or not. Get it? It's got a lot of stages, definitely. But it's a good game. It's fun. And then you have to fight Black Doom eventually. And then you have to fight Neo Devil Doom. Devil Doom. Just Devil Doom. And then you fly through Storm of Debris, Super Shadow, and hurl Chaos Spears at Doom's eye as it swaps heads in Devil Doom, which, cool enough, yeah. I don't think we have, we do have some new faces, sorry. We have Black Doom, of course, for him, and all Black Arms. And then we have the Gun Commander, which firstly is like mini Shadow basically, and then warms up to Shadow and realizes whatever it was not his fault, and then he's out. Continuing on, we have Sonic Rush. Sonic Rush is where we first see Blaze, who I like Blaze a lot. She's awesome. And we get to see the Soul Emeralds, and we also get to see Eggman Nega for the first time. So Eggman teams up with Eggman Nega to steal the Soul Emeralds and unlock the ultimate power. And then Blaze arrives in Sonic's dimension to retrieve the emeralds and put a stop to Eggman. But along the way, she encounters Cream, Amy, and Knuckles. And though she learns of the hero Sonic, she is focused, although softened by Cream and her friendliness. And then meanwhile, Sonic and Tails discover the Eggman's plot has weakened the division between realities, and their division and Blaze's are set to merge. And then Sonic seeks out the Chaos Emeralds and aims to stop the villains from ruining not one world, but two. And in the end, the villains reveal themselves to make their bid for double global domination. And then using the two sets of emeralds, Super Sonic and Burning Blaze, send the villains packing and destroy the dimensional division. And then Blaze is kind of forced to return home for the good of all, but she now knows she has friends, of course. So yep, so it's a pretty good game. Of course, we get to see Super Sonic Burning Blaze, but I think it's kind of cool how, like, towards the end we have those, just like, the name is Unknown and Exception, like, that cool, like, it's really cool. Yeah, I like it. We get to see Blaze is cool. First time we get to see Eggman Nega, and he's a little mysterious. We don't know a ton about him, but we do know that he's basically a futuristic version of Eggman and a couple other things, but yeah. Oh boy, this is a tough one here. Sonic 06. Yup. Sonic 06. Now, before we start criticizing this, I'm going to step in here and say that Sonic 06, in some ways, I'm going to say, it's kind of decent, I guess. It had decent graphics. It was the last time we got to see Sonic use Chaos Control. Hopefully we get to see him use it sooner, because
I'm sad. I want to see more Chaos Control with Sonic. Silver. And it did introduce Silver, who, unlike Sonic 06, got to go, like, flourish as a very successful character. And, of course, because he is Super Form, which is always cool. Now we can start criticizing. So, first line of business. The story literally has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. It's a very unfinished game. Levels, moveset, all that crap. And it just doesn't... I don't like how realistic it is. Like, Eggman looking like that? Like, I don't like that. I don't like how they've tried to make him so realistic. It doesn't... It's not... It's wrong. And I think it's weird because, like, Sonic got the realistic treatment, and so did kind of Silver. But I love how Shadow just be looking regular. Like, why? I mean, did definitely introduce Mephiles. And Mephiles is fine, I guess, but... Well, he's actually cool, but... Like... Yeah. Why, Sega? Why? If you want to know why your consoles failed, look at Sonic 06. I know. This is like 5 years after their console failed, but I don't care. Look at Sonic 06. This is why you're on Nintendo consoles. And PlayStation consoles and Xbox consoles. Not on your own. We do see some new enemies, decent amount of them being in Crisis City, which is did go on to be a pretty decent level from a not pretty decent game, and kind of classic. The end is where basically everyone has to Sonic gets stabbed, we also have Kingdom Valley. So the end is Sonic gets stabbed by Mephiles, is pretty much dead, and then they have to find the Chaos Emeralds, revive him. I'm not going to mention what Elise does to revive him. We all know that's the sussest moment in Sonic history. Like, really? You gotta kiss him. You gotta. You just gotta. You can't just let the Chaos Emeralds do their crap. Nope, you cannot. You're just like, sure, kiss him. Why? Now, why would you do that? It's like that. Why would you do that? But it is. I will say that without Sonic 06, Sonic would have a lot less powerfulness aura kind of around him. Like, it's not easy to defeat a god, basically. It can exist in the past, present, and future. And then Sonic is in a super form defeats him just in the present. Like, that is a task, but but, like, yeah, it's moving on, because I cannot bear to talk about this anymore. Oh, of course, new faces, Silver, Mephiles, and why, Elise, why did you do this? Alright, moving on, we're going to a better game, Sonic Riders. Firstly released in 2006, this introduces the Babylon Rogues, of course, and yeah, it's a pretty decent game. The one thing that I don't really understand is why does every single person have to look like they're going for a run? Like, why does Sonic need sunglasses? Like, I can see the meaning for the adventure shoes, or sorry, SA2 shoes, but does he need the sunglasses? Like, they all look like they're going for a run, and I think do a couple moddings, but I feel like this went too far, I guess, to be honest. But of course, we have the Jet the Hawk, Wave the Swallow, and Storm the Albatross as our new faces. We also have the E-1000 series, like the Egg Pond, basically. they're all around story mode. Like, to be honest, other than the weird outfits, I think Sonic Riders is a pretty decent game. Jet is pretty cool. I feel like I'd be Storm, though. Storm's pretty cool, too. And, yeah. Nextly, we have Sonic Rivals. A decent game, I'll say. I think it's cool how they added a bunch of outfits. The one thing that doesn't make sense is that I know they're trying to, like put in the toughest-looking characters, I guess. But why do they... Why is there only Sonic, Knuckles, Shadow, Silver, and Metal Sonic? I mean, I'm happy with it, with that, to be honest. But, like, we could have some other characters. Like, I know Tails seems like he's, like, a little kid. But, like no. Like, we have Tails, Espio, Rouge. They're all tough. But I feel like they could have done a little more. But, it's a decent game. But I feel like they could have done a little more. And that's why we have Sonic Rivals 2. Now introducing the entire basic core diecast, which I think this is better. I like how they decided that they should actually put in all the characters this time. So basically everyone's either suspicious of each other going out on their own missions, and then they have to, and then they realize it's all up to Eggman Nega and Metal Sonic 3.0. Don't ask me what happened to 2.0. I have no idea. And then they have to defeat him. Yeah. It's decent. The story is basically large numbers of Chao have gone missing. So Sonic and Tails team up to find the little water babies. Knuckles is hunting down the missing Master Emerald. He's found by Rouge, who barters her help in exchange for his... For his in her mission to find the Chaos Emerald. Elsewhere, Vector sends Espio to keep tabs on Silver and find out his connection to the missing Chao. Which I feel like it's sad because Vector is part of the story, and yet Espio is the only one who gets into the actual game. And then meanwhile, Shadow is contacted by Dr. Eggman via Metal Sonic and enlisted in stopping the culprit behind it all, Eggman Nega. And then the rivals pass interweave, and then they team up. Try and beat Eggman Nega and Metal Sonic 3.0. Yeah. I like how they gave, well, a bunch of outfits. I like for the ones who were already, I like how there's four outfits. So if they were, like, already in Sonic Rivals, they got, like, an extra outfit. If they didn't, then they came up with new ones. I like Espio's. Espio's pretty cool, but Espio's looks pretty cool, especially like the ninja, like that fits him since he literally is a ninja. But yeah, we have some bosses, and yeah, it's a pretty good game. Nextly, we're talking about Sonic and the Secret Rings. So this is the first in a two-part storybook series, and Sonic's running around through a loosely interpreted version of A Thousand and One Nights. I feel like it's kind of cool they put this, we're able to put this on the Wii. So the story is Sonic is contacted by Shara, the genie of the ring, who asks for his help. And then the evil genie, of course, the genie of the lamp, is erasing the pages of Arabian Nights in his quest to become all powerful. Sonic agrees to help out, but upon confronting the evil genie, he's struck in the chest with a cursed arrow, with the cursed flame burning away his life energy, so he's forced to seek out the seven world rings to cure himself. And just as the evil genie planned, Shara, blinded with her love for the genie, was willing to accomplish all along, and as Sonic ensures she got the world rings, she comes to respect his heroism and selflessness. And then at a pivotal moment, she takes a killing blow meant for our hero, and the power of the world rings to slip between Sonic and the evil genie, and Sonic triumphs in the Clash for Titans and takes command of the genie's lamp. And Sonic wishes for all of the evil genie's evil to be undone, Shara to be restored, and the evil genie be sealed away forever. And with Arabian Nights saved, Sonic leaves Shara to mourn. Sadness. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's a pretty good game. It kind of got classic-ish. But I think it's cool how we get to see Darkspine Sonic. Like, Darkspine Sonic is awesome. But, yeah, we get to see new enemies, new bosses, of course. And, yeah, we also get to see, basically, Secret Rings versions of Eggman, Knuckles, my boy, and Tails. And nextly, we have 2007 Sonic Rush Adventure. So, Sonic Rush Adventure was basically a sequel to Sonic Rush. We get to see Blaze again. And we get to see Captain Whisker and Marine the Raccoon. We also get to see the Coconut Crew. Pretty cool. And we also get to see a final boss for Super Sonic and Burning Blaze to battle Dr. Eggman and Eggman Nega, the fate of the world, again. So it's pretty much Sonic Rush. But, yeah. Moving on to 2008's Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, which is basically a sequel to Sonic Riders. It's basically has a lot of similarities. Although we get to see a lot of the classic Sonic characters that we can play as now. One thing is why do they look like Sonic Boom? And for the record, I hate Sonic Boom. Like, why are they so tall and their arms so long? And, like, Knuckles, he has, like, fingers. Like, this is just wrong. Everything about Sonic Boom is wrong. And most of the characters look like they're from Sonic Boom. You get my point. I don't like how they look. But, yeah. At least Knuckles doesn't look like Sonic Boom. Glad. But, no. Oh, here we go, baby. Sonic Unleashed. Made in 2008. This is a, it's a big and awesome game. So this is where we get to see Sonic's alter ego, the Werehog. I think it's got a pretty cool intro cutscene. Like, it's long, and I think it's crazy because we get to see Super Sonic in the very first cutscene, which is rare. I think it was cool. I think it's a good idea. I think it's also cool how firstly we get to see Chip. We gotta love Chip. Chip's pretty cool. And then we also get to see the different countries, basically. We call them countries. We also get to see Tails and Amy in this, although they don't have a huge part in the story. It's mostly Sonic and Chip. And I think it's cool how day and night levels, like, it's basically like acts, basically. So day, you're Sonic. Night, you're the Werehog. And, yeah, I think it's fun to, like, be the Werehog, slam down bosses. And, yeah, we also get to see Eggman Land. And then there's some PS3, Xbox 360 exclusive Tornado Defense. And then PS2/Wii exclusive, which is Gaia Gates. And get to see some of the Egg Fighter series, which are basically Egg Pawn cousins. New enemies, of course, a bunch of new enemies. Well, of course, new bosses, including the Egg Dragon, which went on to be pretty classic, actually, during Sonic Generations. So for a new chase, we have Chip, he's good-natured, innocent, and curious, and friendly. And he also has a huge sweet tooth, so it's basically me. We have Professor Pickle, he's kind of absent-minded, yeah. We also have SA-55, which is Eggman's robotic assistant, whose line of delivery is as dry as its wit. But while the paint job is different, the sassy droid is clearly the predecessor to Orbot. No doubt about that. And then, of course, we have the Werehog. And also, did you know fact that Night of the Werehog was an animated short starring Sonic in his Werehog form and Chip, the navigator of Haunted House? Two of the ghosts featured can be found on one of the Spagonia side missions of the Xbox or PS3 Xbox 360 version of the game. Nextly, we have the Sonic Chronicles, The Dark Brotherhood. Interesting name, to be honest, but it's got a pretty good story. So basically, in a joint effort between Sonic, his friends, and Gunn, appears to have defeated Dr. Eggman once and for all, and our heroes happily ever after is rudely interrupted when the villainous Marauders arrive to steal the Master Emerald and kidnap Knuckles. Oh no. To be honest, though, if you tried to kidnap Knuckles in, like, real Sonic life, you wouldn't be living. He would destroy you. So, Sonic gathers his friends in an escalating battle as a deepening mystery unfolds. Among the many revelations is that the Marauders, after the enduring members of the Nocturnus clan, had advanced echidna civilization that once warred with Knuckles' ancestors. They were transported to an alternate dimension called the Twilight's Cage, where they conquered the other local races and prepared to invade their home dimension. Sonic and his friends brave the unknown, shatter the Marauders' empire, and defeat their leader before returning home to all that's been conquered by Dr. Eggman. Bad ending. It has some pretty cool storybook endings, like it's got chapters. I like how they find Knuckles pretty quick. To be honest, I feel like Knuckles would destroy his kidnappers and find them pretty quick, but I guess. It's got pretty cool stuff. I kind of like an RPG, like Super Mario RPG. And the final boss, of course, Super Sonic. We gotta like Super Sonic and Twilight IX,